2. Stuck in the middle. When I got back to my room, Camille was hiding under her covers. I said in a sing-song voice. Camille's not here, so I can eat this huge bag of kettle corn by myself. Wait, she yelled and poked her face out, her plump cheeks glowing. Her eyes shifted to my empty hands. Where's the huge bag? Did you make that up? I did make it up, I said with a gotcha grin. Can you clean up this mess, please? She stuck her tongue out at me. How are my rock stars? Asked my dad, who'd popped into our doorway. He wore 2 pairs of glasses on top of his head. I'm making fish tacos for dinner, but your mom said she'd pick up dessert on her way back. Any requests? My dad is a graphic designer and works from home. My mom is a big-shot marketing executive and was working on a huge campaign for college sports. I want kettle corn, Camille yelled, jumping on her bed. No, wait, banana pudding. Yum, I love anything with bananas, and that would have been my pick too, but Sophie hates bananas, I sang in a melody I'd just made up. Camille picked up her toy microphone, and I got hopeful she was going to clean up her side of the room, but she held the mic to her mouth and rapped her response. So there will be more for me. It actually rhymed. Camille posed and literally dropped the mic. I laughed, despite my dashed cleanup hopes. No bananas, please. Get lemon meringue pie, Sophie yelled from her bedroom next door. In addition to being super smart, she apparently also had super hearing. Gross, Camille said, making a sour face. Why would you eat anything lemon on purpose? I looked to my dad, but he was busy panic searching his shirt's front pockets and his belt loops for his glasses. I gestured to the top of his short fro. How about apple pie? I said, even though Sophie and Camille like apple pie way more than I do. I was willing to miss out on my fave if it meant avoiding another Sophie-Camille battle. Good compromise, my dad said, holding up both pairs of spectacles in the air and bumping them together. And cheers! Get it? Because they're glasses? I pointed at him and smiled. Only Dad and I truly appreciate the beauty of puns. I guess you could say we're pun of a kind. So how was your day, girls? My mom asked at dinner. She shifted our bright, hand-painted water pitcher aside so she could get a better view of us. The pitcher's orange and yellow patterns matched the African print accents in our colorful home. There were bold patterns in the paintings on the walls, the cheery couch pillows, and even on Fufu's cute collar. Fine, Sophie said primly, dabbing at her lips with her napkin. We had just finished eating. Good, I said, taking a sip of water. My day was great, replied a smiling Camille as she climbed into Mom's lap. Mom took out all of Camille's colorful hair ties and then massaged her scalp. It was Mom's after-work routine that looked like it relaxed my mom as much as it relaxed Camille. Fufu curled up at Mom's feet, watching and waiting for her turn to be petted. My class practiced for the talent show, Camille added. We're doing the barnyard bop, and I'm going to be a rooster. Camille, Sophie, and I all attend St. Joseph's Parochial School, which goes from pre-K, Camille, to elementary, me, to middle school, Sophie. We have to wear uniforms to school. They're not as bad as you'd think. You can mix and match the blue and maroon staples with a rainbow of polo tops and whatever fave sneakers you want. Of course, most of my clothes are hand-me-downs from Sophie. Her uniform, her coats, her books. And when I wear out everything, Drama Princess Camille plays dress-up with what's left over. That sounds like so much fun, my mom cooed to Camille. I wish parents could attend. Addie, You'll be singing with Leah and Sloane, right? Yep, I said, feeling that rush of excitement again. What about you? My dad asked Sophie, who stood up and put her dishes in the sink. No way, she said. Have I ever been in the talent show? Not once, I said, leaning back in my chair. Exactly. I do not have that much time to waste. Sophie gave me a pointed look. Maybe you should be using your time more wisely, too, Addie. I frowned. What do you mean? She looked at my parents. Shouldn't you be busy preparing for a higher score on Miss Frankel's next math quiz? My face flushed. Sophie, with her super hearing, must have heard me telling my friends about my math quiz. And of course she had to blab about it to my parents before I had the chance to say anything. What's this, Addie? My mom asked, concern coding her words. I failed my math quiz today, I managed to say through gritted teeth. My parents both grimaced. But it was a pop quiz, I explained. I didn't know I needed to study beforehand. And I had a headache. And half the class failed. Anyway, Miss Frankel said we could retake it on Friday, and I will. But why didn't you tell us? My dad asked. I was going to, I cried. Sophie smirked. Camille looked on with big eyes. If a huge bag of kettle corn really did exist in our house right now, I'm sure both my sisters would be eating from it as they watched me get roasted. Fufu barked, as if enjoying the show, too. It seemed like the only time my whole family focused on me was to pick on me. I don't like this, Addie, Mom said. She sighed and rubbed her forehead. Lying about the pop quiz? I didn't lie, I protested, my throat tight. I just didn't have a chance. Well, not saying anything is like a lie, Sophie chimed in. Sophie was all about telling the truth, no matter what. I glared at her. I had Miss Frankel in fifth grade, too, Sophie went on smugly. And I'm just saying, she doesn't play. You can't spend every night singing with your girls and still expect a good grade. At least I have friends, I snapped. Addie, my dad said, his voice a firm warning. Well, it's true, I said. Not everyone is a friend repellent like Sophie. The room got pin drop quiet. Sophie crossed her arms in front of her chest. Camille stopped fidgeting in Mom's lap. Even Fufu stopped barking. Addie, apologize, my mom said. I couldn't believe I'd said what I'd said. But Sophie had started it. Why could she say whatever she wanted and get away with it? I wasn't going to bend. I was always bending. Sophie never bended. How I did on my math quiz isn't Sophie's business, I said. She was eavesdropping on me and my friends. Mom gently nudged Camille off her lap, then leaned forward to address me. Uh-oh. Let's huddle on this for a second, Mom said. Because this family is supposed to be a team, all in this together. So yes, in a way, it is Sophie's business. I agree, Dad said. I swallowed. Fine. But I'm not going to apologize. My mom and I stared at each other. Mom's mouth was twisted with disappointment. It bothered me that her expression looked nothing like the blissful smile she wore when massaging precious Camille's scalp. Or the pride that beamed from her eyes whenever she looked at perfect Sophie. Maybe Sophie's right, my mom said calmly. Maybe you should be focusing more on your schoolwork, Addie. Maybe you should skip the talent show this year. Wait, what? My stomach flipped, and I felt sick. No way, I said, pushing my chair back. That's so wrong! Let's see how you do on the makeup quiz, and then we'll decide, my dad said. But the quiz is on Friday, I said. It's after the talent show. There will be other talent shows, my mom said. Not until next year, I cried. I could feel my dreams of the songwriting class crash to the floor. And now I had to tell my friends I couldn't be in the show with them. "This isn't fair," I went on. "Nothing is ever fair in this house. Sophie gets her own room, her own phone. Camille gets to make a mess all the time. And I can't even be in the talent show." "You can spend the extra time studying and thinking about how you treat your family members," my mom said. "But..." "Discussion over," Dad announced. I got up and ran out of the kitchen, up the stairs, and into my room. I slammed my door behind me, close to tears, and stomped over to my bed. "Ouch!" I yelled. I had stepped on one of my sister's rogue Legos. Camille burst into the room. "Let's play, Addie!" she called out. Ugh! If I went back downstairs, I'd have to see my horrible big sister and my disapproving parents. If I stayed here, I was stuck with loud Camille. Stuck in the middle, as always. "I don't want to play," I snapped at Camille. "Will you just clean up your mess like I asked before?" Her lower lip quivered. "Sorry." My foot hurt. My feelings hurt. I lay on my bed and tried to stop my own lip from quivering. "I'm just feeling pretty sad right now, okay?" I said. The lights flickered off, and I felt a whoosh of air blow over me. "Can you turn the lights back on?" I asked Camille, my annoyance mounting. "I didn't turn them off. Maybe it was a ghost." Normally, I would have laughed, but I didn't find anything funny. The lights flickered back on, and I burrowed under my covers, waiting for the night to be over.